So, first of all, tell us who you are, please.
Yeah, Mike Callander, the site duty manager of the Needles Park, Allen Bay, here on the Isle of Wight.
Now, what actually is the Needles Park?
It's a day visitor attraction where many visitors come over to the island here to enjoy their day out. It's the top visitor attraction on the island. We draw in nearly 500,000 visitors each year to the park.
I would imagine being based where it is, it's sort of, am I right in saying, in the middle of nowhere?
Well, sort of. We're right at the very tip, the western tip of the Isle of Wight. So it's the very end. It's a bit like Land's End in the UK. When you're on the island, if you want to travel to the furthest point, in effect, west, here we are at Allen Bay. We are famous at Allen Bay since Victorian days. People used to visit right back in those days.
So people visiting, what can they expect from the Needles Park?
A number of things, really. Yeah, I mean, we've done several surveys finding out the reasons why they want to visit the park. A lot of people say they come here to see the natural coloured sand cliffs because we're famous for 21 different shades of coloured sands on the cliffs here at Allen Bay, but we don't have any blue sand. That's the only colour we don't have. We're also a visiting point for the Needles Lighthouse itself. They come here to see the Needles and take the pictures of the rocks and lighthouse. Many other things like the chairlift, which takes visitors to the beach. We carry about 400,000 visitors a year on the chairlift down to the beach. The boat rides out to the lighthouse for a closer view. We've also got many other attractions on the site for people to enjoy.
Now, at the minute, the weather, it's a little bit rainy. There's a pretty strong wind out there. Is there ever times when the weather is so bad that the park can't open because it isn't safe?
Normally, this is unusual, incidentally. Here we are in August, and the weather is unusual for this time of year. It nearly always comes in westerly, and as we're at the western tip of the Isle of Wight, we do tend to get hit quite hard with the wind. I mean, even in wet weather conditions, like a bit today, in effect, the chairlift isn't running as we're speaking right at the moment due to the high winds, which is unusual. But we do have inside places, like we've got an Allen Bay glass studio. They can go in and watch the glass being made, perform right in front of them with a full talk and demonstration how we make the glass here. A sweet factory, we've got a sweet factory on site. And again, many visitors can go in to watch the sweets being made. Great park, because they get a free sweetie at the end as well. And there's lots of other indoor attractions and things for them to see and do here.
Excellent, thank you very much.
You're welcome, it's nice to meet you today.